Trent Busselton, last bling. What do you think today?
I think she's very hard to beat today. She can step away with them with a bit of race day experience. Extremely hard to beat.
Your best of the day would be?
Certainly Last Bling. She's definitely the best one today.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Last Bling is off with the prize and is going to race home and win, and win well.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Basically a declaration yesterday is what it was.
Oh, was it ever?
Was it ever? And it got it done too. Around about, what was it, about 350?
It was a 350.
350. Nice work. Nice work. It's been a
that
very
positive
work. That
was almost the strongest push I can remember for a horse at that sort of price this year.
Well, it's his place card's being made for the Hall of Fame dinner.
Oh, no doubt about that.
For the Hall of Fame dinner, which we're very excited about. I know you love Kyneton, and I know you love talking to Stephen Schmidt from Kyneton, the track manager, because that's where we're racing today. We've got the Valley tonight, but Whitey, we've got grass.
Always a busy time for Stephen this time of year at Kyneton. Good morning, Stephen. How are you going?
Good morning, Whitey. Going good, thank you.
That's good. What are we playing on today with your track?
We're playing on a good four.
Yep.
I've moved the rail out 4 metres from 1,200 to the winning post from last week. And the penetrometer is 6.19. I think it should race pretty even.
Okay. So
a little bit of divoting, but that's only because of last week. That's all.
All right. Fantastic, Stephen. That sounds terrific. Have a good day today.
No worries. Thanks very much, Whitey. Bye.
See ya.
Stephen Schmidt there, track manager at Kyneton. Nathan Hobson's got six going around at Kyneton today. Morning, Nath.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. Race two, number one, All the Wine, is your first runner today. 1,112 metres is race number two. Trying to break its maiden status. Went close two starts back at Horsham. Missed out at Bendigo, but Kyneton today, what do you reckon?
Yeah, no, it looks like a winnable race for him. So I think he has to be a good each-way chance today.
Good each-way chance for race two, number one, All the Wine. Race five, number eight, Ask the Sheriff. He's got a good draw. Nice claim as well. Last start winner. Can we back it up?
Oh, it's only been running at the non-tabs. Probably there for the day out, I'd say.
Right. There for the day out. Race five, number eight. Just be guided by that. Two in race six, you got number four and number five, Soweto Hayes and Sheriff's Way. What are these horses up to?
Yeah, Soweto Hayes is probably my best for the day, so hopefully he can continue his good form.
Right, that's good information. Race 6, number 4, Soweto Hayes there at the tab. It's 320 at the moment at the fixed market, tab.com.au. And race 7, you got two as well to finish the card. Call the Sheriff. A lot of Sheriff activity, Hobbo, and Easy Sheriff as well.
Yeah, we call our mother the Sheriff, so a bit of banter in the family. So they're named after me, Mum. Yeah, the same thing. They've been running at the non-tabs and probably need to improve. But, yeah, Call the Sheriff's won three in a row at the non-tab, so hopefully she can keep improving and be competitive today. So she might be an each-way chance.
Right. So, but your best today is race five, number eight, Ask the Sheriff, which is very important.
Soweto Hayes.
Sorry, Soweto Hayes, race six, number four.
Yep.
I just wanted to get the Sheriff in there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. You got to look after the Sheriff.
Couldn't agree more. Good on you, Hobbo. Good luck.
No worries. Thank you.
Nathan Hobson there with six today, but his best one in race six, number four, Soweto Hayes, 320 at tab.com.au. Let's get to George.
Good morning.
Morning, George.
Good morning, boys. Good morning.
Great to have you with us, mate. Sandown tomorrow.
Yeah, talking about anxiety. Well, I get anxiety for not being able to pick the winners, mate. That's how hard it is.
That's performance anxiety. That's what Rammer's talking about.
That's exactly right. You know, you're letting the team down. You know, you get depressed. That's all it is. Anyway, now we're here to pick winners, not to worry about anxiety and whatever.
Right. What do you got for us tomorrow?
Firstly, 1 and 11, Banquo and Affair to Remember.
1 and 11.
Second leg, number one, Andy Humeros. I think it's knocking on the door. Should just about win that Sandown Guineas, the Sandown Cup, which is named after a very good horse called Zipping. You know, four times in a row.
Spot on, George. Spot on. So yeah. 1 and 11 from one. What's the third leg?
3 and 4, Sweet Scandal and Fidelia.
3 and 4, Sweet Scandal and Fidelia.
And Lucky Lars. 4 and 7, Setting Sail and Seven Heats. And hopefully we come pretty close this time.
Are you confident, George?
I'm always confident, but they never come up. That's the problem. Yeah. When I look at it on paper, that looks, that's as certain as, but they, you know, that's when I go crazy at the end of the day. No. There's always one that's going to sort of put me out of business. And if you look at my horses, they're always knocking on the door to win.
You're a great man, George. The people love you. We love you. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week. 7 o'clock news time.